I was talking to a friend earlier today about discovering your true talent or your gift. And it got me thinking about how I discovered my talents and gifts, and also about the self-doubt that goes with those discoveries. So I love music, and I remember seeing my dad play the guitar when I was just a young boy, 5-6 years old, and I wanted to be like him and play the guitar. So he saw my interest in music, and he bought me a guitar. He taught me a few songs, my first 2-3 chords. I practiced those songs and chords for hours and hours and hours until I got it right. Then right after that, maybe just a few years later, I remember seeing a couple of friends at church playing guitar after church underneath this tree just outside of church. And I would go and listen to them play, and they were so amazing. And I would watch their chords and their hands and what they were doing. And I would go home and practice. And sometimes I would ask them for some tips and stuff. And I just kept working on it, kept practicing. I didn't play in a band or anything. I didn't do a lot until I was probably 17, 18 years of age when I saw my first worship leader at Long Beach City College here in the area. And I thought, that's what I want to do. And as they say, the rest is history. When it comes to speaking, the same thing. I've always admired the best communicators, and I've always wanted to be like them. And I've worked hard to be the best communicator that I can be. But it got me thinking about the discouragement of these talents as well. And I wonder if maybe that's why people struggle with their gifts and their talents. I wonder how much of it is discovering your talent and how much is actually believing that you're good enough. Or maybe there are other factors. When I started to play music in the church, I didn't know anything. I just had raw natural talent. I hadn't studied it. I hadn't anything. I'd never even taken a voice lesson or even knew how to play the piano. But I had a hunger. But that first year or two of doing music in the church was very discouraging. People would criticize me. I felt insecure. But by the grace of God, I had mentors who taught me. And then I eventually went to school and got educated and learned how to play the piano, how to sing, how to read music, all these things. Same thing with speaking. I would say until maybe the last 10 years, I felt so discouraged with my speaking and my ability to communicate, until finally a friend, another mentor, said, "Trigg, you have a gift and you need to use that." And so I wonder if for you, the same thing isn't true. I wonder how much is it that you know your talent, but perhaps you feel discouraged. Perhaps people have criticized you, or you've tried it, or you see other people and you compare yourself to other people and you think, well, I'm not good enough. I can't sing like her. I don't look like him, or I can't do what they do. And I think perhaps that is the biggest obstacle to most of us, is that mindset part of it. Or maybe you did try it for a while. You sang in that band. You wrote that book. You started in that fitness journey, and then you gave up, or you got discouraged with the results. Now, I think that looking at your history and your past is very important when it comes to not losing focus. Recently, I did a study, or more of a journey, I guess, a study of my life and a journey through my life, realizing how God has always used me in very particular ways. And it was very helpful to bring me back to my true self, my true gifts. And I wonder if that's what we all need to do. The Bible always says to remember the faithfulness of God, to look back at the stones of remembrance, meaning these moments, these stones that mark God's goodness in your life. So, for example, in my life, I remember, as I said, just a few years ago, my good friend here in the area, after hearing me speak and me feeling so down and discouraged, him saying to me, actually, I think it was over the phone, telling me, "Trigg, you are gifted. You are one of the best communicators I know." And this friend of mine, I believe, is one of the most gifted communicators I know. And that moment really changed my life. And whenever I feel the same way today or last week or whenever, I go back to that moment with him. And I wonder if you also need to remember and recall those transformational moments when someone believed in you. Now, sometimes people can't remember those moments because we live in such a cutthroat, dog-eat-dog culture. And there, with social media and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, it's easy to get discouraged with people who have way more likes, followers, and subscribers than you do. And so you lose your way. But looking back, going back to your history, to your story, is very important. Why did you get into, let's say, music? What marked your life? What were the moments that discouraged you the most? The people, the situations that really brought you down? And then how did God intervene to bring you out of that? You might still be in that difficult place. I have many of the people that I work with that have had great success on YouTube or in their previous life per se, and now they're in this hole where they don't know what to do with all that talent or those cameras or all of those skills. They know that what they were doing isn't working anymore and won't work anymore, but they don't know what to do now. And so they're getting normal jobs and they're having to work 50, 40, 50 hours a week on their feet making minimum wage. I think that the answer to all of this is to look at your history, to look at your story. Even if you're young, even if you're only 18 or 20, you already have a journey. God has already brought you through two or three significant things in your life. And even going back just a few years is very important. Not to do that again, not to say, okay, that's what I should be doing, but to see the hand of God, to see how, especially the crisis moments, were the moments where you probably grew the most. And so I have this training that I am offering for free that I actually went through with Shalene Johnson, who is another amazing podcaster and influencer, that I want to offer for free. You can just simply go to my website, davidtrigg.com/passion, davidtrigg.com/passion, and you will see it's, I think, like 4 or 5 pages, and it might take you 10 to 15 minutes. It took me about that long. You might want to do it perhaps one page at a time or take your time with it, and it'll help you discover this path of discovery, of looking back, especially at your last few years, maybe even since your childhood, and to recognize those moments where God was faithful. Also recognize the moments where you felt alone, where you failed, and yet to see how you learned so much, and then to be able to piece together once again a path, a career forward, a path forward. That's what I did. It helped me tremendously. That's why I still podcast and speak and do music, even though I could easily give it all up just from discouragement and all that. But when I look back, I keep returning to the same things that God has always told me to do, to encourage, to speak, to teach, to do music, to create. And that's what I keep doing. I'm still a mentor, a guide, a spiritual leader, because that's who I've always been. And that's what you need to discover. Not who you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to become, how you have to change your body or your look or your or whatever it may be, but to actually be true to yourself. And your true self comes from your past, from the failures and the victories, from the faithfulness of God, and from your hard work. It's all in there in your own story. So I encourage you to go to davidtrigg.com/passion, download this free resource that I think will help you figure out a little bit of who you are, where you've been, and where you're going. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you like, subscribe, comment, give me a 5-star review in iTunes so that more people can listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android. Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.